Photos, Cape Town returns, in blackface, to annual minstrel carnival. By Joel B. Polak on January 2, 2023. Cape Town's annual minstrel carnival resumed Monday after a three-year hiatus due to the coronavirus pandemic, with large musical troupes, many in blackface, parading through the center of the city. The annual festival, which begins on January 2, known as Tivedha Nuva Jaar, or the Second New Year, has its origins in the era of slavery at the Cape. The Dutch colonists, who arrived in the mid-17th century, imported slaves from the East Indies and from East Africa. They often celebrated the New Year on January 2, since it was traditionally the slaves' first day off in the Christmas holiday season after waiting on the European colonists. Later, after the British emancipated the slaves in 1834, Tivedha Nuva Jaar became a celebration of freedom among Cape Town's mixed race, or colored, population. And with the arrival of American minstrel bands and Wild West shows in the second half of the 19th century, the traditions of vaudeville, including blackface, were incorporated into existing celebrations and musical traditions with roots in Africa and Asia. As a result, the minstrel carnival emerged as a celebration of Cape Town's rich cultural history. For decades, it was called the Coon Carnival, until that word was dropped in the 2000s in deference to political correctness. Under apartheid, when mixed-race communities suffered discrimination, segregation, and forced removals, the carnival suffered from the dispersal of its participants through Cape Town's impoverished townships. But in the post-apartheid era, it has been revived, and is supported by the municipal government and corporate sponsors. The carnival was suspended in 2021 and 2022 due to COVID-19, but has fully returned, in person, in 2023. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.